Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Fresh graduate or someone who just recently graduated and has no idea on how to start adulting? Or maybe you could be that someone who's having a hard time managing finances and you feel like you're all alone in this adulting journey. Well, worry no more. Hi, this is Janine and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, a podcast where we talk about lifestyle and adulting how-tos here in the Philippines.
Hi, Jericho, and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast.
Hi. How are you?
And I'm doing fine, Jericho. How about you?
Just quite busy, but it's all doing great. I just came back from like a 2-month trip from Thailand, so it's really very rewarding. So I'm now energized. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, a much needed parang self-love or, you know, just a time for yourself to recharge because we've been working hard, right? And
yeah,
we deserve
super.
That.
Mm. Yeah, by the quarter one of 2022, oh my God, I literally work like a dog, like 17 hours straight in a day. So,
wow. Actually, you might be wondering, diba? I'm actually parang, diba, you sent the email regarding this, like yung podcast guesting. Tapos sobrang late ko na nabasa because, ayun, sobrang busy din with work na parang shocks. Is this really adulting? Ayun.
Understandable naman.
Yeah. Tapos, wala lang. Buti na lang nag-reply ka pa kasi I feel like baka mamaya hindi na siya mag-reply because medyo late na rin ako nag-reply sa email. Like, the interest kasi usually nagsasubside siya or sometimes not interested at all na rin. Ayan. By the way, Jericho, you've shared pala like in your email na you graduated cum laude like a few days ago or weeks ago in...
Yeah.
Could you share more about that? So, kasi I wanted that na parang it will come from you when we parang share it to the listeners.
Okay. So, actually, I graduated from laude. I studied from Del Sol College of Sinfonyog, Antipolo campus because that's their second campus na. And then, yung program ko was actually marketing management. It was very interesting. I mean, nowadays, people don't feel like being a cum laude is not as impressive as it was, like, you know, decades ago or even like 5 years ago. But for me, I think it's really something that we need to celebrate because, I mean, when I was 18, before I entered uni, I was already working. And so you can just imagine, you know, like a working student, it really needed a lot of time management from me. And I am very sociable as a person, so it definitely took away some of my time to, like, you know, socialize and hang out with my friends. So I think it was like such a big thing for me when I heard that I'm going to graduate from Laude.
True. And at the same time, you know, titles are just titles. But again, just like what you've mentioned, it's a different level if you're like a working student. Like you have to sacrifice a lot of things, like literally a lot of things. Because way back in college, I have friends who are working students as well. And grabe, yung salute ko for them. Pumapasok sila ng puyat, walang tulog. Just to be present at school or sa mga subjects naman. Because if not, magiging FA sila or failure due to absence or absences, right? So, ayun. Sobrang saludo ako for them because they've been working hard And that is sometimes yung parang thing na parang I feel bad kasi some professors don't understand the situations of their of some of their students na parang they'll get mad because of this and that. Why don't you talk to your student first, right? Like, what's up? What's happening in your life? Because it doesn't hurt naman to be kind or ask, diba? Ayun.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I can totally like relate to it. Like, quick backstory, there were days that, like, my closest friends would know I would come to school not naman late because I'm always very punctual. I hate being late, and so yeah. I knew I had to sacrifice something. So for me, if it's like a full day at work and then at school, because at that time face to face pa lahat, so I would go to school and sometimes 1 or 2 hours on the sleep call because, you know, I had to travel from office to like our house then. Yeah. And then I know na matagal akong manito and like matagal akong PS. So I would make sure na nakasama siya lang sa scheduling. So that was really one heck of a ride.
True. Kasi syempre, I mean, you still wanted to be like presentable naman when you go to school, right? Like after work.
Definitely.
True.
Definitely.
Mm-mm. I have another question pala. Kasi you've shared din sa email na ito, sobrang na-shocked ako. Like when you were 18 years old, you started investing already sa insurance policy. Mga insurance policies, yung mga stocks, ganyan. Like, how were you able to do that? Like, a working student, like, can you share more about that?
So, kasi, really, I came naman from a family na, we're not naman parang hikahos, but we're not naman super rich. So, we have a business. But I've always known that, you know, like, some things are really in exchange of something. In my case, it was my parents na parang medyo wala silang time. Although now, I get to look at the sand that when I was younger, obviously, parang I definitely despised it. So, I really put in my mind na dapat maging maaga ako mag-invest and mag-fund so that when it's my turn to like have my own family, then I have time for them. So, with that said, nung una ko pumasok actually, because I love like branded items, so the only reason kung bakit ako pumasok is I wanted to buy a Gucci, which at that time was around 25K, which I can earn that sa first nasahod ko, sa first month, so around 25. And then parang I thought to myself, okay, so maybe I send it after ito because nakuha ko na siya. But I realized, so paano ito kung may iba kong gusto kong gawin, hindi pwedeng maybe I send ako, tapos pasok ulit, then a cycle ulit. So naisip ko, better protect myself, so whichever I invest in the future, I can still be able to enjoy it, even with emergencies. And then, you know, might as well let my money work for me. I mean, I'm glad I never learned it from mentors, professors, and I'm very fond of listening to like podcasts. Again, that's how I came across your podcast. And I really love absorbing, you know, like knowledge and wisdom from other people. So we don't need to like waste our years, but live vicariously through them and apply it. So yeah, that's how it came to be. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. It's actually, parang I could totally resonate with you. Kasi for me, to avoid like living like hell, one of the things that you could do is parang assess your situation, right? And then what are the things that you could do to avoid those situations, basically? So you have to start now. And parang more on strategic planning din siya. Not, you know, strategic planning, usually kasi na-apply siya, di ba, for businesses. But in reality, you could also apply that in life as well. Yun, yung parang hindi naman siya ganun. Kasi the word strategic planning, parang medyo nakaka-intimidate siguro for some. But then, in short, the term is maging madiskarte, right? So, ayun, it's more on pagiging madiskarte talaga. And I think yung sa family din, yun din yung one of the reasons why some are financially literate, others are not kasi they see it, they absorb it. And others naman, if nakita nila na hindi okay yung financial literacy or yung finances of their family, they would step up. Yung iba curious, tapos they would start searching for answers on how to prevent that, diba? Yun. Yung iba naman na-absorb naman talaga, which is parang right now, I really... Diba meron silang gustong gawin sa government right now? Like, magkaroon na talaga ng financial literacy or subject specifically for financial literacy.
Yeah, really hoping for that actually. I mean, yeah, it might be a lot of people.
Really needed yun. Kasi no matter how much you earn or no matter how much little, well, yung little talaga actually, sana talaga taasan din yung salary, no? Pero no matter how much you earn, if you don't know how to manage your money, at the end of the day, wala din yan. It's just a number, Mm-mm. Pero another thing na parang sobrang na-shocked ako is when you got yourself a condo. And not just a condo-condo, but a condo in DGC. Like, dude, sobrang mahal doon.
Yeah, actually, how I was quite shocked myself too.
Mm-mm. Because of freelancing, right? Could you share your journey about, you know, sa freelancing mo?
So, this started way back 2018. So, I knew, like, other people, like, how I would always write very quickly, maybe academic writing or, like, literary or things like that. So, I've always known that parang this is something I can leverage on. And one of my first dreams before was to become a writer. So when I resigned from the BPO in 2018, I thought I needed to like sustain my lifestyle. And at that time, hindi naman ako masyadong hihingi ng pera sa parents ko. So I knew I had to get it for myself. So I thought of like writing thesis for the people or, mga like press releases or things for some companies. But to be honest, there were not much traction naman that year, and I was quite distracted at that time then. So, nung 2020, early, around January, bumalik ako sa BPO just to kind of like, you know, distract myself then. So, fast forward to, you know, March, obviously, there was a pandemic, and we were so lucky that the company was compensating as well, even if we can look at the bow, because in-house sila and can even plan it. So, they're really very rewarding. With that, although a lot of my money went to grab and food panda, you know, we were lucky and blessed talaga to invest in some things. So, like gadgets and some trainings. And then, meron na pala freelancing. And nung nag-resign na ulit ako October sa BPO company, pumasok agad ako straight into like trainings. And then a month after natapos yung training, I went to freelancing. And my first job, would you believe, was appointment setter. But because marketer ako and parang pakailanero ako talaga. And if you know one thing, it's parang inevitable na you wouldn't speak about it if it's not strong. So, yung client ko na yun, 2020, I told him, you know what, parang kasi they were offering digital marketing services and their website is not optimized for that, so people can see it. I told them, we should change these things. And also, I pointed out another things. And they were like so happy because of my proactivity. And so the next day, appointment setter, I was marketing consultant. They're based from Canada. So that's that. But that was just positive phase. But, you know, a lot of things happened. And I also tried other, like, niches. I went to designing media kits. I also went to, like, copywriting. A lot of things, really. And then, syempre, bumalik pa rin ako sa gusto ko, which is PR under marketing. And then later on, I became a media relations manager. That's under PR then. So it was quite the journey. It was in quarter three of 2021 na talagang nag-start yung digdig ko. I was really earning a lot from it because I was working with international companies and I would always dare myself to ask for a premium pricing. Not just because, quote unquote, I have the skills. I mean, we believe that we have it, but being part of the marketing community, I've always known some concepts in pricing. And people will always, there will always be people who are willing to like pay you at a premium. And so I tried going from like $8 when we started and then to 10, maybe 12, 15, 18. Then like earlier this year, I tried, parang kasi super pagod na ako nung January and February, I really handled a lot. Yung parang 17 hours ako per day, ganyan. So nung napagod ako, may lumapit ulit sa akin. And dahil nga, super pagod ko na, sabi ko, kailangan ko magbigay ng rate na feeling ko hindi na tatanggapin. So, I doubled it up. So, naging $35 per hour. I mean, sa Philippines, it's how much? Like, around $1,700 per pesos per hour. So, parang, it was really quite a big leap. Parang, dinoble ko talaga yung rate ko. But I was so shook. They were like, okay, sign me up. So, parang,
diba?
Hindi naman, parang super overwhelmed ako. Ay, let's go for it. Yeah. So, I mean, that's that. But the condo really happened because nga, I was able to like save up a bit. And then, you know, parang may mga projects din ako na super amazing. Kasi in media, you have things that we call media placements. And so, I arranged that I can be earning hundreds of thousands in just, you know, like 2 hours or 3 hours.
Whoa.
And so, that's what enabled me to parang really invest in sa condo na yun. So, it was quite a good decision because 6 days, as in literally 6 days after ko na po yung unit, the agent said, hi sir, good morning, I have a good news. Parang your condo valuation just went up by almost $1 million. that was one quick return. So it was really amazing. So again, I'm sorry if I'm taking so long explaining things.
No, it's totally, actually, sobrang dami na kukuha from you though. I'm pretty sure all the listeners will get a lot from it. Sige, just continue.
Okay. So a while ago, you mentioned kasi na parang no matter how much you earn, if you don't know how to handle it, then wala pa rin nangyari. That's really true in my case. I mean, I told you kanina, I love luxury bags or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And with like the amount of money that I was earning, like literally upper 6 digits a month, I could be buying myself what Birkins or plastic bags. But I think I'm quite proud and the Lord really blessed me with wisdom to like use it muna with something that I know will, you know, benefit me in the long run. So yeah, that's how I was able to get it.
Wow. I'm so speechless right now. But you know, when you've mentioned that, yeah, I have the skills, I really love that when you said it. Kasi people would often say na, oh, I graduated from this school, ganyan, I have the skills, why don't you hire me? Why don't you see my worth? Ganyan, ganyan. Sometimes kasi it's not just all about the skills, right? It's all about the attitude towards work and your work ethics. Na, I think the clients will feel it naman if you're just like using palabok words, or I mean, admittedly, you will use palabok words to sell yourself, right? But in the execution itself, like they will feel na, this one talagang, he or she gives time for this project, like sobrang dedicated siya. And another thing is that when you doubled your price for the services that you offer, that was such a huge risk because chances are, diba, just like what you've mentioned, you could lose or para mawalan ka ng clients or mabawasan technically, right? But then that's the point kasi nga overwork ka. But then you still took that risk and admittedly, diba, nakita nila yung worth mo. That's why they also accepted it. And that's a sad reality here in the Philippines kasi like sarili mong kanwari, like dito may mga clients ka kanwari na local clients, some of them would still negotiate baka pwedeng ganito na lang, ganyan na lang. And there's one thing that I've learned from, I forgot the name of the person, pero he is the CEO of SEO marketing, SEO hackers, but something like that. And then he mentioned na, this is my price, take it or leave it. Kasi if you're going to negotiate for a lower price, parang for him, non-negotiable din. Kasi yun yung price niya, yun yung worth niya. So if you don't see my value, then it's okay with me. It's not my loss. Parang ganon. So yun yung naalala ko when you were sharing your story. Really.
As in, super important to not ever self-sabotage talaga. Kasi, I mean, I've always worked with international clients. So, maraming nakaparamdam sa akin locally. And it was in, I think, 2021 that I first worked with like a local client. I wouldn't give his name, but he's a VP of a big company here in the Philippines. And he reached out to me through LinkedIn and he gave me what he needed and the offer. And I told him, hi, parang thank you for reaching out. And I really work with international clients, although I wouldn't charge you the same way I do with them. Parang I couldn't really go so low. Parang pantayan yung mga nag-offer dito sa Philippines. So just for parang writing an article, which other Filipino providers would give it around like 500 pesos to like 1,000 pesos. Not putting them in a bad light. I really stood my ground and I said, I will be charging 12,000 pesos for this. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And I finished it in like less than 2 hours because I'm revising and everything.
Wow.
And I parang was able to publish it sa Adobe magazine. And parang, you know, so if we try to compute that, like 12,000 and like you work for it less than 2 hours, say 2 hours. That was like 6K for like an hour. I think that's, you know, like the value and worth na dapat makuha ng mga Pilipino, because Filipinos are really very talented. International clients love working with Filipinos because not just mas mababa tayo mag-gate sa sarili natin, I mean, not other Filipinos, but we really are much more talented than Westerners, if I can say that. I would dare say that. So it's really very important. And while we're at it, I just want to like share, it's really very important to always map our reach for greater heights. For an instance, earlier this year, January, that was birthday of my mom. And then someone reached out to me. She said, hi, Jack. I just need you to publish this. There's something that we can do now because they needed it parang right away. So I was like, okay, let me talk to my editor friends. And same, the entire working time is really just under 2 hours. So I worked on this collectively, actually less than 30 minutes because the other hour, yung editor ko na work na, they paid me around 120,000 pesos. And that was like 2 hours. And then we talked to them on that. So it's really challenging later heights. And I'm telling you, this is not even close to like the peak of what I've been earning. Mm-hmm. Not a brag about what I've been doing, but really more of inspiring other people na, it's really possible. Kasi in the Philippines, it's very sad na people are really ungrateful for what they can do and what they should be doing. So I really want to put it out there. Please do not short sell yourself. Like, you deserve so much more.
Exactly. And I know actually some companies, like for example, they would actually, let's talk about BPO, no? Like in some of the companies would prefer like BPO here in the Philippines kasi nga cheaper, or BPO in what country is that? India? Kasi the service is so much cheaper actually than here in the Philippines. But then, of course, yung clients naman kasi, or the companies, if they're going to choose naman between, I forgot that, Philippines and India, they would rather choose the Filipinos because of the neutral accent. I mean, yeah, not to shame, actually, but that's reality, right? So, ayun.
Yeah.
Pero, I have a question pala. Like, regarding dun sa you've mentioned that you have an editor, I'm curious if you already have like a team or a small team, or have you ever thought of like having your own parang startup, like company? Yeah.
Okay. So regarding that, the answer would be no. I have planned, and there was already like a seed in it. We're building something, but I had to put it to the pause because I was going through, you know, some mental health issues. And so now what happens is, I mean, even before, in the world of marketing, my professor, my great mentor said, in marketing or in any brand, if you're not yet a household name, the best thing and the only thing you can do is at least be searchable. So I applied that. I would always connect with people on LinkedIn, on like many other platforms. And would you believe I also use Bumble? Because there's Bumble Biz, so we can connect
with people. Yeah, I use that too.
It would be nice to connect with you on there. But going forward, parang I would always make it a habit before to like always just connect with other people. So if the time comes na I need some connections within this like industry or this publication, I can always tap into them. And I would always be a media relations manager. And being really very relational as a person, parang I know the value of having relationships, at least be acquainted with them. So they always see your name, and so when you reach out to them, it would be easier for you to like do something with them, right? So parang ganun lang. I would have editor friends from many publications from across the globe, and then when I meet them, I would just message them.
Actually, it's very important, to be honest, in all aspects. Actually, really in marketing, just like what your professor shared with you, no, na you just have to make yourself visible. Just be there. Make yourself, like, build connections, genuine relationships. Most importantly, tayo na sa industry na PR and marketing, right? Kasi everything, like, if a business doesn't have, like, marketing or doesn't have any connections, hindi yun mabubuhay. I mean, di ba? To be honest. So, ayun. By the way, so sorry to cut you off though. We're kind of running out of time already. We have like 7 minutes left-ish. Do you have like last words that you could share to adulting millennials? Or actually not just adulting millennials eh. Like people ourselves, like people of all ages na parang you could share with them.
So there's really one mantra that I really live by. And it's, I mean, unlike the others who would say time is gold, I would dare say time is convertible to gold. So, I mean, hindi yung time act in actuality is what's very important. It's what you do with the time that you have. For example, if you want to convert your time into gold, if you're a student, then you should be learning well. Hindi ka dapat pumapasok lang, tapos mamotya ka, and you know, like two other things that will kind of like short sell yourself. So study well and connect with people then, because those connections could eventually lead you into like great opportunities and successes. Or if you're working, then do your work very, very well, be it excellently. So para mas marami kang natutunan and you get to be promoted really, really fast. So if you're also parang naman taking a break because you feel like you really and actually need it, then those breaks would turn into memories. Those memories will soon give you strength to go on days na parang ayaw mo na magtrabaho kasi quote-unquote pagod na ako. We're not invalidating, but those are really very important that we acknowledge them. And so, for example, if you're, like for example now, a lot of people are graduating left and right talaga, and they're kind of like stuck. They don't know where to go, what to do, and paano ba mag-start. So it's very important that you don't just watch Netflix. I mean, you can always have down times and party times, right? But it's very important that you stay aligned with what you want to. Like, you make sure na alam mo yung goals mo. And so if you know your direction, and direction is always better than speed, then you would be able to strategically plan on how to go about it. For example, could you go on like traditional employment modes, like really going to like 9-to-5 office jobs, or would you go freelance, or would you go remote working? Because it's very important. So after you know why you're doing it, then you know how to do it, then that gives you like a what. What is it that's going to enable you to do it, to become the person that you've always wanted to be? So always be wise with using it. I think that would be, you know, what I would say. It's either I earn or I learn. But now it's very important to also know that we enjoy. So we learn, and we enjoy.
Yeah, that's just actually parang super relatable. I just want to comment on the last thing that you've shared, no? Parang it reminded me of yung some strategic planning. It reminded me of like the gas and the GPS. Like, yeah, you can have your fuel and all, but if you don't know where you're going, then parang you're just wasting your fuel or your energy. So before you parang make a move, at least analyze, like sit down, think, ano ba talagang gusto ko? Yung values ko ba align from what? Mga something like that, some things like that. So ayun, once again, Jericho, thank you so much for joining us here in Adulting Millennials PH podcast. It was such a great pleasure to have you in our show. And as always, so I feel like sobrang siksik, like sobrang daming natutunan ng mga listeners from you and your experiences.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your kind words and for, you know, giving me time of day so that we can talk about it and potentially give, you know, an insider view to the listeners. I really hope to inspire them and hopefully we get to working.
All right. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you find this podcast episode helpful, please click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at AdultingMillennialsPH and at @JanineMariel_. And like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AdultingMillennialsPH. And if you are also interested to have a free financial planning session with me, just click the link in our bio or go to bit.ly/AdultingMillennialsPH and click book a discovery call. Also, feel free to message us and let us know what you would like to hear next. Again, this is Janine of Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.